What we talking about? My fucking football season, the greatest thing to ever be played. I'm also joined by a brand new person y'all ain't never heard from in life. This is my boy Lance. Say what up, though.
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah. Y'all don't know who the fuck that is. You know who does, though? The people that watch my live streams. Yeah, twitch.tv/Brando. Yeah, there you go.
Brando or whatever.
Yeah, there you go. See, you know, also, the YouTube videos, he on them too. See, look. Y'all watching the wrong shit. Y'all over here on the pod. This shit done been dead for 2 years, but
It's coming back though.
You know, all good things, you know, all good things.
Yes, sir.
But
ahead.
Fuck. We talking about the NFL playoffs. You know, it has been a crazy first week, honestly. You know, winners, losers, big time losers, honestly.
Big time losers.
So we're gonna recap the games. We're gonna talk about them individually. We're gonna talk about next round, what these teams need to do to, and then we're gonna give a few our predictions. And then next week on Wednesday, we're gonna be back again.
Okay.
Cause we're like that. I promise it's not gonna be like about October 14, 2021, where I said I'd be back next week, and it's been 2 years. Okay, I promise. I'm coming home with the milk this time. Okay, I never lied to you, and I'm not gonna start now. Okay.
So the first game up on the slate is the 49ers Seahawks.
Yeah. Game.
That was just a rough game. That was Brock Purdy looking like a guy.
He is looking like that guy, but I mean, the one thing about Brock Purdy is, can he keep up? I mean, 332 and 3 touchdowns is insane.
I mean, come on, that's Christian McCaffrey going crazy. Like when you get 119 yards out the backfield, like come on now. And yeah, it's not only that either, because he still had 2 catches, 117 in a tub too. All right, two catches with 17 yards in the tub. Like, that's crazy. Like, he's just different. He changes up the game, makes it so easy for Brock.
Yeah, and it's very tough for the Seahawks. No matter who made it in, even the hometown Lions, they would have got crushed, bro. The Niners are on a whole different level.
Like, all the teams. Who else was it? Was the Packers too? The Packers would have got seen too.
Everybody, like I would say the Seahawks had the worst chance out of the three teams that could have made it in, but none. It was gonna be a Niners win regardless. We know.
Did you see that stat during the game that like the week after they play San Francisco, people are like 0-15 against them or something crazy? It was like, you guys just dismantle your opponents. Like every time you guys play them, the next week they just still fucked up.
Just got a mental block. Like, literally. Excuse me, that is insane. Brock Purdy, 3 touchdowns through the air, 1 on the ground. Like, it's just like it gets to a point to where, like, and I'm not gonna discredit Brock Purdy at all. A UPS worker is going for 250 in this Niners offense. It's just so easy to, like, I guess, get a hold of. Like, it is probably the most innovative offense ever, no matter who's back.
I do want more respect on Brock, though, because of the simple fact we all saw the beginning of this year. This 49ers team was looking rough. This 49ers team was looking real rough. Trey Lance was not going to do this year. And Jimmy G saved this year.
Jimmy G definitely saved this year, but we're also not talking about the big guy, Christian McCaffrey. Definitely saved their whole season.
Definitely. Them being undefeated since them getting him, I mean, he's just changed this whole year. He's
completely flipped it. And the defense is already Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, like Eric Armstead. Like, them boys are going to give you a run every single time you get on the field. So it's like, it's insane to even think that if you bet on the Seahawks, you're dumb. It was no way. It was no way they were going to win this game.
But on the other side of that coin, the Seahawks are in a good position too. Just to give that little to tie a little bow on this, the Seahawks are in a great position. Like Geno still threw 253, two touchdowns, one interception. Kenneth Walker, a guy. They still got their receivers. Like their offense is good. They
no discredit. Yeah, no discredit to the Seahawks at all. But it's like I would say if you ran into probably like the. If you run into I would say they could beat the Cowboys. If they play a good game, like I know the Seahawks can, they could beat the Cowboys and they could beat the Vikings.
So, I was going to say, you give them the Vikings first round, they're in the next round.
So, but it's just like you ran into probably the worst team that you could have ran into. Like,
next to the Eagles.
Yeah, obviously, but the Eagles are on a bye. But like,
yeah, they're on the bye, but still, you see what I'm saying though. On the NFC side, you got there's a lot of their talent up there. It's too like it's so top heavy up there where there's only a couple, literally.
And it's just that that is insane.
We don't even have to get into this next Saturday game if you don't want to. It's the Jaguars and the Chargers.
So let me have the floor for a second. let me talk to Brandon Staley. How did you have 30 minutes? 30 minutes left in the game, up 20, and you scored 3 points. 3 points. It is the worst collapse I have ever seen in my life. Now, I know what y'all about to say, the Colts, yeah, but they're the Colts. They're not.
Fuck you. Hold on. I got another one for you. The Falcons. Same Matt Ryan.
I'm not gonna talk about that right now. You know, I'm not gonna go there. You know? What the Chargers did on Saturday is the worst thing that ever happened to the franchise ever, and that is a crazy thing to say considering we had LT and fucking Antonio Gates and then you know. Didn't even make a motherfucking championship game, so you know. But I digress.
What I'd say is Trevor Lawrence playing football like it's Madden, throwing 4 interceptions right out the gate, and then just like, you know what, I'll play now. 4 touchdowns right out the gate, bring him back.
Like he didn't even have 100 QBR, and that's insane. He won a game, and he didn't even have an 80 QBR.
He didn't even have a 50 QBR.
Like, bro. That's insane.
Justin Herbert, 1 touchdown. Unacceptable, though. Unacceptable.
Also, I'm looking at the stats. They have – was Marvin Jones Jr. playing both sides of the ball? Oh, no. They counted him for the tackle after the interception. Okay. I was like – I looked at the defensive stats, and I see Marvin Jones Jr. and Evan Ingram, and I'm like – I'm like, what did I miss? I'm like, I missed it. I watched the whole game. What did I miss?
I definitely say the AFC South is in a scary position when the Jags, if the Jags keep playing like this and they play for the whole year, they were my dark horse at the beginning of this year, even when they were, what was their record? It was real bad. They were like
4-8.
I was going to say something crazy where I was like, this is rough, but they are a tough out in every week. The fact that they playing like this now, Doug Peterson, he taking care of his job.
His players coach, like you can tell by just the way he carries himself. Like he's a person that like people rally behind. You know,
a complete 180 from Urban. Complete 180.
Urban did not give a fuck about that team, dude. Urban was there for the thotties in that bag. Okay, he did not care about nothing else. But like, just the Jags defense was incredible. 13 attempts from Eckler, 35 yards, and only 2 touchdowns is
only 2 touchdowns. I mean, 2 touchdowns. Still being able to get in there twice is impressive.
Yeah, it is, but holding him to 35 yards, that's
Keenan Allen being only 6 for 61, no Tubbs, Josh Palmer being erased. Yeah. I mean, Jared Everett had a game, but I mean, someone's gonna have a game when you lock down everybody else.
It's Gerald. I love Gerald.
Literally, I love Gerald. He should be Gerald. I thought this was gonna be his perfect year. He did have that breakout year a little bit.
Yeah, but shout out to Asante Samuel though, my boy, finally coming in the first one. I've been talking about Asante Samuel Jr. and he gets 3 picks, and his team couldn't finish the job. Also, Kyle Van Noy had what should have been a pick if he didn't have rocks for hands, and just caught the ball, but he decided to swat it towards the ground like he was playing. I don't know why? Derwin, I love Derwin, I do, but probably his worst games that he could have had in that moment.
Where do the Chargers go from here?
You hope JC Jackson is actually healthy.
Hey, I swear that's a huge loss. The Achilles in like week 3.
I'm telling you, dude. Like, the Chargers, it's just like, first off, they fired Lombardi. Great call. It's just like, I don't want to use Justin Herbert as a check down machine when he has probably top 3 best arms in the league. He can.
I wouldn't say top 3. I'll give him top 5, baby.
He can make, I would say, almost every pass.
I would say Herbert is gifted at throwing that rock.
He does. Maybe his accuracy could be a little better. He's got like the little Josh Allen, like, you know, little accuracy problems at the beginning of his career. But like, Justin Herbert is going to be a great quarterback. We just need a offensive coordinator who is in line with the Justin Herbert agenda. Eckler is a great running back, but
your defense gave up 4 touchdowns though.
Yeah, I'm not. We're gonna talk about them in a minute. Okay. Eckler, good. He's a great piece. I don't think he needs to be the guy, but he can definitely be a actor. You know, more of like a not a Robin, but like a Nightwing or something. You know, he needs to be able to hold his own when we need him to hold his own. But I don't want him to be like Derrick Henry, where it's like, oh, if he gets shut down, it's done. We're done. It's over.
You want more like balance. I mean, it makes sense too. I mean, you have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams.
That's why I'm gonna be slinging that rock. Cause like Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, which he got injured, which another dumb move by Brandon Staley. Why are we playing our starters in week 18? But it is what it is, you know. It is what it is, bro. But also the defense, I don't know what the defense is. Probably one of the highest paid secondaries in the league. And in that first half, they showed why. But it's just a complete destruction. Joey Bosa completely lost his composure in the second half entirely, which I don't even think his head was in the game anymore. He didn't have a sack, and he only had 1 tackle on the day.
Then again, like, the ref, that one penalty at the end of the game, that was unneeded. That ref did not need to run up to him and say, like, oh, what was that? Oh, yeah, it doesn't even matter what you say.
But yeah, but we got another episode to talk about NFL, NBA, all them refs, because y'all are abusing your power. A lot. But that's a whole nother pod. But the whole team as a whole needed to step up. They shouldn't have not been up 20 points and only scored 3 afterwards. And the defense cannot just completely fold in on itself in the last half. It's not even smart. But, you know, credit to the Jags, you know. They pulled out a win. They played some great defense at the end of the game. Doug Peterson pulled out probably the smartest 4th-and-1 play I've ever seen currently, you know, by making everybody think about to push the pile for the QB sneak and then he tosses it out. I like that. Everybody did good. And, you know, like I said, Marvin Jones Jr. and Evan Ingram getting them tackles. That boy, Evan Ingram got two of them things.
All right, so let's move on to the Sunday slate. It's the Dolphins and the Bills in the morning.
Yeah, would you like to talk about that game, buddy?
I can talk about that. I mean, it's sad. It's a sad situation, really, because you would think the game script coming into the week is don't let the game get out of hand, and, like, we can keep it – we'll keep it short possessions, run the ball. Let's keep it within our – let's keep the ball in our hands. And they went up 14-0 so fast. And it was just like – it put Skyler in the position where he had to throw it 45. And, I mean, like, Skyler's not proven to us and not shown us anything that says that he can do that. The fact that we put him in that position in a playoff game, you kind of expect the worst. The fact that they fought 31-34, I mean, you got to give them all the respect. Our defense played out of their mind. I wish we had that all year, because if we had that all year, we would have won 10 games at least. I mean, 8-3 to 9-8 is ridiculous. We can't do this again next year. I mean, it's ridiculous. We need to change up the defense, everything like that. Other than that, the Bills looked fantastic. I mean, coming out the gate, Josh Allen is a super, super human. I mean, he's literally a superhuman. Like, he just makes the most insane plays. Every time you think the play is about to be over, every time you think about he's about to be, you know, just, all right, throw it away, I'm done, it's a touchdown.
Extending plays is – Josh Allen's ability to extend a play is the best there is currently. Oh, the only other person that can match it is Mahomes, and that is the ability to have presence is – insane. Like, he just knows, it's like he knows where every person is on the field,
literally. And then even when the movement afterwards, like, he just stays so patient when everything seems like chaos. He's just in the most patient mind state. He's just gonna find and deliver. And I think, like, for a defense, that has to be the hardest thing in the world. Like, you're that timer as a DB or as any type of defensive player, you're just assuming the play is going to be over. Even if you're watching the play right in front of you, you're just assuming something's going to happen, that this ends the play. Like, yeah, we have everything covered up, we have everything locked up, and then eventually, after enough,
you want the pass rush to get there. And I think that's what – I think that's, like, at the end of the game, they end up really doing really good. But I felt like – That first quarter when they went up 14-0, like, it was like they weren't even pressuring him. Like, it was,
I mean, 7 sacks on the game is not bad. That's a really good day. That means we are getting to the quarterback. Like I said, our defense played great. I can't even expect too much. You keep putting the ball in his hands, he's gonna keep scoring. It's just crazy to think, like, no matter what the defense did, they allowed 34 points. Skyler tried his hardest. I don't know what for the Dolphins, the quarterback situation. That's just a whole nother hand. Like, that's an offseason talk.
Me and Lance were talking about that the other day. Do you bring back Tua? Do you bring back Tua? Which it sounds like they're going to. But, I mean, it's just like with all the head injuries, it's like, do you even want to?
And watching the Pat McAfee show, like, with quarterbacks that are going to be available, Aaron Rodgers might be available going into next year.
Yeah, Lamar.
Lamar's going to be franchise tagged. But, I mean, if he goes up to the Ravens and says, I don't want to play on a franchise tag, that might be the perfect thing to get the trade going, you know, to get trade rumors going.
He might pull a Le'Veon and be like, I'm not doing that, buddy.
I'll sit out.
I will sit. Like,
Lamar coming to the Miami, coming back home would be amazing. Any quarterback right now that just – it's not even Tua's fault. Tua was great this year. Tua showed everything that wanted him to show.
He was an quarterback this year. It's just injuries would not let him stay in the game.
And it's been 2-3 years now, and I think you brought it up to me, and it's not like it's not been his number one issue. That's kind of why he slipped in the draft. That's literally why he slipped in the draft. That's why Joe Burrow went 1 and he went 2. Exactly. It's because his who. So, I mean, it's a whole lot. The Bills look amazing. Fear them. They are an issue. I know that they came into a close one with the Dolphins that are limping into the playoffs, but the Dolphins weren't gonna roll over to no Bills. They were gonna play them hard. They've only lost to them by 3 points.
Division rivals they got to.
Literally.
They were not gonna settle for less.
Is there anything else that needs to be said about that game?
No. Go Bills. That's about it.
Listen, I am so enthused to talk about this next game.
I think I know.
I'm gonna set this down real quick so I can turn up. These Vikings fucking suck. Cousins fucking sucks. Everyone needs to understand this. Everyone that sits there and looks at Kirk Cousins and is like, oh, they were whatever. How many losses they have this year? Three of them?
They were 13-4.
Man, four of them. Oh, those four losses showed you just what the real team was. Every single one of their wins showed you the real team they were. They came back so many times this year. So many times this year, when they were behind at halftime and just barely won, it's the same exact thing as the year prior, but they lost all of them.
And the fact is, the Giants do look like a good team, but I don't really think anyone was expecting them to be the ones to dethrone the Vikings. We all knew the Vikings were frauds, but we at least thought they were going to get out the first round.
Man, I did not think that Brian Daboll and those Giants were going to sit down the Vikings. But Saquon and Danny Dimes, that's all you need.
Danny, 301, two touchdowns.
No interception.
Ran
for 78 yards like he's Lamar Jackson.
What are they calling him? Vanilla Vic?
Come on. Vanilla Vic. Like he's making Isaiah Hodges balled out 106 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, that's insane. I've never heard of Isaiah Hodges.
Come on. They have Darius Slayton on that team. They have Saquon. They have They have Kenny Golladay. They have – is Sterling Shepard healthy?
We're not going to talk about Kenny. I don't think Sterling Shepard has played since, like, middle of the season. But
that's crazy because if Sterling Shepard was here, I could say that the Giants are a good team. They're a very decent team. Like, they have good targets. They have a great coach. Their defense, first of all, the Giants' defense has always been their strength.
Adoree Jackson, Kayvon Thibodeau. Pressuring the quarterback every single play, like
Dexter Lawrence. That's Aaron Rodgers gave his praises to him, saying that he's one B to Aaron Donald.
Yeah, I wouldn't. He's getting back there. Like it's just like they play absolute masterclass of a game. Even though Kirk Cousins didn't throw an interception, it still felt like he had a shitty game. He only didn't complete 8 passes. He's 31 for 39. Yet, and he still had 273 yards and 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. But for some reason, it still felt like he played like shit. Like he even had a rushing touchdown. Not a rushing touchdown, a QB sneak, but still, like he had 3 touchdowns, yet it still feels like it's his fault that they lost.
It's simply just because Kirk Cousins is the most mediocre quarterback of all time.
I swear.
Like what else has it got to be said? I think we had this conversation, right? Justin Jefferson put up 200 yards. He put up like 400 and they lost at some point this year. And yeah, it's like, that's what Kirk Cousins is. He's a stat. Once they're down by a whole lot, Kirk Cousins gets mad and like, yeah, I'm not going out like, only lost by 3. Yeah.
Stat man, bro. And then TJ Hockenson, which he got sold that last possession of the game, throwing a check down.
TJ finding his new home in Minnesota. Got
129 yards on 10 catches is insane. I'm surprised he didn't get a touchdown, honestly. You know, K.J. Osborne got a touchdown. Irv Smith Jr. got a touchdown. But, like, Hawk, oh, my God, Hawk had himself a day. And then, I mean, it really makes up for Justin Jefferson only getting 47 yards, even though he had 7 receptions. It's
clamped
just
up. Clamped up. That's crazy. That's your that biggest game. You're not going to give it to your
It's insane. And then it's just like, give him a chance on that fourth down. He thought that TJ Hawkinson, which TJ was open, but he really put his faith in the fact that TJ Hawkinson could take this ball on a check down and get loose and get the first.
Just think about that, right? 11 targets, 10 receptions. TJ was the main focus in the offense. Justin got 9 targets, 7 receptions for 47 yards. TJ had all the plays drawn up. You know what we're going to do? We're going to dice him up with the tight end this week. Change the game plan. Figure out in the middle of the game, hey, we're getting our ass whooped. We need to win this bitch.
Yeah, I feel like they were like trying to throw them off with the Hawkinson because TJ is still an all pro tight end.
Absolutely awesome. He's awesome. He's a great tight end. I'm not hoeing him. I'm
But
just saying Justin Jefferson's that guy.
yeah, you definitely
Proven.
gotta give him the ball. I definitely think he should get the ball more on that last possession. But
15
it's
targets at least. He should have had at least 15 targets in that game.
yeah, and then the defense, they tried their best, but it's just like Za'Darius Smith was basically almost nowhere to be found this game. He had 2 tackles, but still, it's just like they can't lose. People were saying that Cameron Dantzler could have changed that game if he was healthy. I like Dantzler, but I don't even think that, I don't even think he can save them in that, or like I don't think he I don't
I
really think
think
he
they need to
can.
get a lot younger on defense. I mean, and they need to change Kirk Cousins. If
Yeah,
they
I mean
change
I
Kirk,
and I like
like
Pat P. I like Pat P, but he is getting up there where it's like, okay, who's gonna fill in for him? You know, like
and
who?
Harrison Smith, like, all right,
Yeah.
you're a great player. He's still a solid player. He's just not what he used to be. And
Yeah.
they might have both, they both had picks this year. They both played good. But the fact that
Oh,
we
yeah.
can look back and say that they had one or two picks this year, these guys were, I mean, Harrison Smith used to be a headhunter, used to force fumbles every week, like used to be literally taking people out of this game. And it's not the same game as back then. But I mean, he's just, and
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is. It's the change in the tide. He just might not be for this next generation of football.
I mean they're both 32, 33. So it's like they're getting up there
Might
in
as
there.
well go ring hunt. Might as well
Yeah.
go. I mean, like, it's as long as Kirk Cousins is there, you need to go ring hunt. You need to go find yourself. I know you
Yeah.
guys think you're real close right now. You're not. You're not.
Yeah, Kirk is not the guy to do that. Like, I mean, also Danielle Hunter, I completely forgot about him. Him not being in this game is also big for them. No pass rush for real. Like, I don't know. That's tough. That is a tough loss. But we all knew the Vikings were frauds. If you didn't, you're lying. You're literally lying to yourself because
You're real
they.
mistaken.
Dude, they like I think we all knew that. But moving on, Bengals Ravens. I don't think there's really much to say on this game except for what everyone thought was gonna happen. It was a lot closer of a game than I think most of us thought it was gonna be. But
Not bad. I mean, everyone likes to say that Snoop is
I'm.
a bad play. Like, it's just a feeling. I mean, he could probably get a start somewhere.
He could get a start somewhere. They would definitely have to hone his craft a little bit more. But he's not no, he is not bad by any means. But he kept him in this game. The one interception he threw was no. The one the out of the two turnovers he threw an interception and then he fumbled on the goal line, which was probably the most wild fumble I've ever seen in my life. Just seeing Hubbard trucking, just trucking to the casa. That was insane. But all in all, defense showed up. They made the big play at the end. That's what really just blew them out of the water. I mean, in the Ravens defense did what they had to do. A game where Ja'Marr Chase doesn't get over 100 yards receiving is a good game. You held
It's a
T.
great
Higgins to,
game.
and you held T. Higgins to under 50 yards. And it's like if Jamar is not producing, you know T's producing, but it's
Neither
like
one showed up. Like, that
neither.
is some shit
Yeah,
right there.
that was a an all around great game for the Ravens. They just, if they have Lamar, they win that game.
That's a crazy thing, because I like what the Ravens GM does. He is a very good GM, except when it comes to getting Lamar his people. Like, he saw that his defense was one of the worst in the league. He got Roquan, and they changed up the whole. Came top 10 in all the stats.
Roquan, JPP, they are a different breed. They're a different team on a fucking defense. Honestly, if he wants to keep Lamar around, you can't have Sammy Watkins and DeMarcus Robinson be your receivers. Okay. That's not going to work. It was Tyler threw it to J.K. Dobbins and Mark Andrews more than he threw it to his wide receivers.
And that's like at the end of the day, think about what happened this offseason. Devontae was available. Tyreek was available. Even Christian Kirk. Any of the Jaguars receivers would have been an improvement to what the Ravens have right now.
Yeah, and then it's just like, even the guys that were supposed to be up next, your Devin Duvernays, your Rashad Batemans, didn't play. So it's like,
Rashad Bateman was hurt half the year.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, we'll do an off-season video. We'll talk about all that. But like, it's not looking good for the Ravens trying to keep Lamar Jackson.
Definitely not. Definitely going to have to figure out a different offensive approach, at least, because their defense is great. Again, they just need to figure out the offensive side.
Yeah.
Now, the Cowboys versus the Bucks. This was kind of like putting the Bucks down. Like, they were limping. People said the Dolphins were limping into the playoffs. The Bucks, that whole division was battling for it to get beat in the wild card.
But do you know what's insane? Tom Brady still threw for 350.
Tom Brady got washed. No.
Tom is insane, dude.
The off season pod is going to absolutely include Tom Brady, because I think Tom Brady is going to be a superstar again another place, because he is just the greatest of all time.
Throwing for 350. He threw the ball 66 times, which I didn't notice until right now. I was watching the game and I was like, wow, he is really throwing this bitch. But like, I did not know it was 66 times.
Ran it 12 times.
12 How? Times.
How are you guys going to run the ball 12 times together, like combined? And no matter what, like, you guys are like, hey, guess what? We got Tom. We're just going to have him try to put this ball in so many miraculous positions and places on this field.
And Tom will do it for you, though.
We're going to win. Like, Tom, yes, Tom is going to figure it out. 35 times he figured it out. But guess what? He's not a suit. Like, he is not literally perfection. Like, he's not literally just going to throw 100% every game.
And also, the defense was looking horrible. CD3, Murphy Bunting, Antoine Winfield. I don't know if it's miscommunication in the secondary. I don't know what's going on. But... And I am an avid Dak is mediocre. Like,
most definitely.
I do not believe in Dak's ability to go far in this playoffs, but they made him look damn near unstoppable when throwing the ball. Like, it got to a point to where I was like, did he just take the next step? Like, what's going on? He had five touchdowns, one on the ground, four through the air. And it's just
he is starting to look a lot more confident when he runs that ball. I would say, like, definitely last year he was scared because of what happened to his leg.
Yeah, with his ankle. I just feel he definitely lost that, like, oh fuck it, the play's breaking down, I gotta go. Like,
he's definitely getting a little bit back where he's kind of more like, you know what, I'm gonna go get this first down. 3rd and 10, I'm gonna go run and get this.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like you love that in a quarterback. And that's what all great quarterbacks do. All the quarterbacks that are on, like, Super Bowl favorite teams, your Jalen Hurts, your Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, where they could just be like, oh, nothing's open downfield. Fuck this, I'll take it myself. Like,
we're getting the first down. We're going to get a new fresh down. We're going to see you in a second.
No. If you're, I mean, Joe Burrow is a we're gonna get this new first down. But like, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts are like, fuck it, I'm taking this to the house. this is the crib call right here. Like, I have seen too many Josh Allen flipping over someone to get in the end zone. That is
an issue that I have for Josh Allen's future. Like, everyone says Lamar Jackson's future because of how he runs and everything like that. Josh Allen runs like he's a running back. Do you guys understand how long running backs stay in this league for?
Josh Allen is hitting people. Like, when your coach is like, fight for extra yards, that is Josh Allen, bro. Like,
literally, he's lowering the shoulder. He's lowering his head. He's trying to get that first down. And people are going lower. Like, people are going lower and hitting him in his knees, flipping him, like you're saying. Like, it's just not a good.
It's not gonna be good for him. But the thing about Josh, and I think the reason why they don't say that a lot about Lamar compared to Josh is because Lamar, his O-line isn't that great, so he's constantly running for his life. And then two, it's just like, Josh is a bigger guy than Lamar. Josh is built, bro. Josh Allen, like, when I went to go, when I saw them play, Josh Allen is like, he's built, dude. He's like a fucking fridge.
I mean, I'm pretty sure what is Josh? Josh is like 6'5", 2 something. Like,
260 or something. He is something in, it's one of those things that you read and you're like, oh, he's, okay.
Like, I can see why people feel that way.
He's one of those people where you're just like, oh yeah, 6'5", 237. All right, yeah, he's a big guy. But like, once you see him in person, you're like, who the fuck is tackling him?
Like, on paper, he's still big. Like, I don't know. Like, you still understand, like, bro is just a different human being. Like, Yeah, Josh Allen is crazy. I just think as a power, like, think about all the power running backs in this league. Eventually, it gives up. Eventually,
it does get to him. But also, Josh, I would say Josh is in the pocket way more than Lamar is in the pocket.
That is true. I mean, he is slinging that thing,
I mean,
too.
That is not discrediting Lamar as a pocket passer. It's discrediting his O-line for just collapsing every single play. So, like, you've ever seen a Ravens game in the past year, you know Lamar is running for his life every single time. Also, we can't finish talking about this game without talking about the worst kicking performance in NFL history.
Oh my gosh, you're gone. Bro, just understand, if they lost that game, Brett was never going to get a job.
Brett is never getting a job again.
That's fair. There's no reason to give that man a job.
There's no any. He missed four PATs. Four of them. He was single-handedly saying, I'm giving Tom the chance to be great. Like, if Tom were to come back in that game, it would have been because Brett, like, oh my God. All I gotta say is
that makes Ryan Succop the best player on the Bucks team, because he went 2 for 2, bro. Sunk them bitches.
You're ugly. Not even think about that. Oh my God,
that's crazy.
But yeah, Brett Maher, his. The city of Dallas is gunning for that man. As soon as let
him Cody Parkey, like Chicago. You know how Chicago has that Cody Parkey issue where he missed that
the send him out. Double doink.
let Maher get one of those. He's gone for good.
God, but now that we are done talking about the past, it is time for us to talk about the future.
The future.
All right.
Absolutely. We got 4 games coming up this weekend. We got 2 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. We got the Jags Chiefs and Giants Eagles on Saturday. So our little division, our first round byes get their chance to get at their opponents. And then our Sunday, we get the Bengals Bills, the rematch that they did not get to finish. And then we also get the Cowboys and we get the Niners.
Yeah. Honestly, we're going to start with Dallas, San Fran. We're gonna stay in this little Dallas vein right now.
I like it. Do you want to do the points too?
What do you mean?
The points that Vegas is giving us, like the betting points, the betting odds.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so San Francisco. San Francisco is 4-point favorites. Buffalo's 5.5-point favorites. Philly's 7.5-point favorites, and KC's 8.5-point favorites.
Yeah. Definitely. Niners got this. Okay. It's no doubt in my mind that the Niners will win this game.
And I think they cover the 4. I think they beat them by a touchdown.
Oh, yeah, of course. They could beat them by more, honestly. Because my thing is that Dak is, like I said, Dak is a mediocre quarterback. And going against a defense as potent as the San Francisco 49ers is going to be hell for him. It is going to be literally a battle for him to move the ball. And they don't, I would say that their secondary is serviceable, but not exceptional. But,
give me a Nick Bosa fumble 6. I can feel it.
But it's like we've seen Dak piss away and throw so many drive-ending sacks and game-ending interceptions that it's just like, I don't trust him to win this game at all. If Dak wins this game, I will say if Dak wins this game and doesn't throw a single pick and he wins it in a very convincing fashion, Dallas is my pick to make it to the Super Bowl at that point. Because I have zero faith.
They gotta be. They have to be the favorites too. If they beat the 49ers, I give them the favorites too.
Thank you. Definitely. I'm so serious. If they beat Brock Purdy in the most explosive offense in the most, oh my God, like
the, but we're discounting the Cowboys defense. The Cowboys defense, Michael Parsons, as long as Michael Parsons and Trayvon Diggs are on that field, the Cowboys got a chance.
That is fair. But also my thing about Michael Parsons is he's so banged up at this point where it's like you just kind of hope, like he's still playing at a high level, but it's like you hope he doesn't aggravate one of those during the game. And then has to sit out for a minute. Because once Micah comes out of the game, you have noticed that Dallas has been getting cooked. As soon as he has to come out the game to get water, ice, something.
Treatment.
Yeah, a fucking IV. As soon as he comes out that game, whether it's for a possession or a couple snaps, the ball is getting moved down the field with such ease. It makes you think that they're going against third graders. Michael Parsons is probably he is literally the Madden X factor on that defense. Yeah, like
absolutely.
He's going to make or break if the Cowboys win this game. But I don't think the Cowboys will win this game. The person that they need to produce if they want to win this game is Dak.
I agree. He's going to need to throw for 300 and some odd touchdowns where he's going to need to really ball
and
out.
And not kill drives with interceptions or sacks.
Fumbles.
Yes, bro. Just not ball security. If Dallas wants to win, ball security. If San Fran wants to win, Brock Purdy's already playing at an exceptional level. But Brock Purdy is going to need to
Get
Christian the ball and get the fuck out the way, okay? But Kyle Shanahan has so many plays to where Debo and Christian might be running wildcat all game and win. it is that offense is insane. George Kittle obviously is also gonna have to produce. My boy Brandon Ayuk, which I don't know, maybe it's because we have the same name, but like I really want to see bro succeed. He is a great – he is a serviceable wide receiver. It's just like he runs his routes well. He gets to his spots. And it, with all that stuff, all those stars on that offense, it's very easy to forget about him, and that's why he's so dangerous. Is because,
and I don't think people give him enough appreciation. He's their leading receiver. He has 1,000 yards this year. Like, yeah. Brandon Ayuk is absolutely an issue to face.
I know. Yeah, and so it's like that's where the Cowboys are gonna get. If they can't get back there to Purdy, it's going to get to a point where it's like, okay, we got Christian covered, we got Debo covered. All right, we got this third guy, we got George. Okay, where's Brandon? Where's Ayuk? And then even if you can do that, Ray McLeod is one of the faster receivers in the league.
And Juwan Jennings. They got great depth at wide receivers.
Yeah, so it gets to a point to where it's going to, Dallas is taking an L because they're going to get very overwhelmed very quickly.
Now, a game I'm excited about that I can't wait to watch. They should have switched these games. The Bengals Bills should be the night game. I don't know why in the hell it's the morning game on Sunday, or it's at least 3 p.m. I don't know who. I mean, I give it to the Bills because DeMar Hamlin's going to be there, but like, apart from that, this game is a complete toss up.
Yeah, Bills doing it for DeMar is definitely going to put a battery in their back. But if they want to beat the Cincinnati, Josh Allen needs to not throw picks.
Yeah.
I love Josh. I think he's a very great quarterback. But one reason, and the Dolphins did play a great game, but one reason why the Dolphins were also able to stay in that game is because he threw two picks. And it's just like
– And had a fumble.
It's basically the same thing with Dak, but Dak doesn't have the offensive ability that Josh has to kind of counteract that. But if they want to win that game, Josh needs to focus on keeping the ball, not turning it over. And two, I mean, they need to read whatever the Ravens had going on to lock up those receivers, because since he has probably the most dangerous receiving core in the league. Like, their receivers are absolutely insane. Absolutely insane, to say the least. But, I mean, we didn't get to see how that game, how the Monday night game ended.
The Bengals were up 7-3.
But they were up 7-3. That's what I'm saying. So, it's like that secondary probably – It's definitely a toss up. It is going to be a duke out. It is going to go down to the very last play. Whoever has the ball last is most likely winning the game.
Buffalo 5.5 points is way too many. I'll take the Bengals. I think the Bills win, but by 2-3 points maybe.
Oh, yeah. When you said that, I was like,
yeah. No, I would take the Bengals in the bet because I mean I think they keep it extremely close. I think they might even have the lead up until the last possession.
I'm telling you, whoever has the ball last won the game.
Yeah, I agree. This is going to be a classic. This is going to be a game. Oh, everyone better tune in. This is going to be a game people talk about. It's going to be one of those, literally.
Game of the year.
I agree. It's going to be some. That game, I mean, man.
It's just like words can't even –
Star-studded matchups everywhere, literally everywhere. They could not write a better game right there. I mean, let the Jags beat the Chiefs. Oh my gosh, the Jags will turn into my favorite team. I'm hoping they win the Super Bowl.
No. 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 Maybe it's the inner Justin Herbert fan in me. But fuck no. I'm not trying to see that at all. Not in the slightest. Not trying to see Pretty Boy win a championship, honestly. Maybe next year, but not this year. I hope Patrick Mahomes absolutely gives him a welcome to the playoffs moment. No. And then I do want to say one thing, though. People were talking so much shit about how, oh, yeah, the Chiefs are done. They don't have Tyreek anymore. Tyreek Hill is a great wide receiver, a phenomenal wide receiver. But
had his best year this year.
But do we know who Patrick Mahomes is? Like, did we forget?
And Andy Reid. I mean, it's not like the game plan itself wasn't literally illustrated. Like, they made plays so Tyreek Hill would get shot out of a cannon because he's so fast, and the play design would be so good. People would be so confused what's going on. All of a sudden, Tyreek Hill is next to the safety. Like, oh, it's too late now.
Tyreek's already 25 yards down, okay?
Like, oh, shit. Safety's looking in the backfield like, oh, damn, it's been 3 seconds. Tyreek Hill's on my hip. Oh, it's over.
Mahomes right now is the best quarterback in the league. The only person that you could probably argue that is with him currently is Josh Allen. The only reason why I'm not giving it to Josh Allen is, like I just said, ball security. But Pat Mahomes can make any play, any pass. He's damn near unstoppable. Jacksonville has to play a perfect game. Literally. A perfect game. And even then,
it has to be one.
Oh my God. If you throw one, then the defense needs to come back and get one of their own. Like, there is no room for error from any one of them. I don't need a Travis Etienne fumble, not a Trevor Lawrence interception. We're not punting. You cannot punt, because with the Chiefs, you need to go. If you can't stop them, you need to at least go blow for blow with them until you keep it close until the end of the game. That is my only advice to you. To keep absolutely. It close. Other than that, it's good. My boy Pat is about to be a fucking problem. Okay,
he is about to go for 406 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah. All to Travis Kelce. All to Travis Kelce.
And the final game of the slate, we got the Eagles and we got the Giants. An interesting in division bout that we're gonna get. I mean, shit. It's crazy to even think about.
Give me Philly. I like the Giants. I really do. But Jalen Hurts is on a whole different level right now. Now, maybe if his what's wrong with him? His elbow? His shoulder?
I'm pretty sure it's his shoulder, but he's been healing up. Yeah, he's been out for the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, so he's been healing up. He's going in. He played week 18, but he only played the first half.
I was just gonna he played the full game against New York. Yeah, on week 18. And I mean, he went 229, no touchdowns, one interception. They won the game by five, six, seven. They won the game by a touchdown. But I mean, when you look at them and they're fully healthy, okay, I mean, 48-22 was when Jalen was healthy and they were playing. Let's see what he put up. He put up 217 and two touchdowns. Miles Sanders had 144 and two touchdowns.
Yeah, that's definitely the guy that they need. If Hurts isn't at 100%, they definitely need Miles Sanders to produce that big time. Honestly.
But I'll give my respect to the Giants too, because at the end of the day, Daniel Jones only threw it for 169 and a touchdown, and Saquon only had 9 carries for 28 yards. So, I mean, I feel like we're gonna see a fully developed Giants offense that they've kind of unlocked these last couple weeks in this. And I mean, 16 points, geez, but they weren't playing anybody. They didn't play anybody in that last week.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know. The I will say one thing: the Giants are a scary team. I do believe their road ends here, and if it doesn't end here, it definitely ends in the conference championship. Because I don't believe they will be a Super Bowl team.
But don't let Daniel Dimes slink and slime his way all the way up to the bowl like Eli Manning.
I don't want to hear this. If I see another helmet catch, I'm done. I'm done. I'm so done if I see another helmet catch, I swear to God.
Oh my gosh.
For New York to win this game, they need to limit turnovers again. This basically goes for every team. Don't turn the ball over Because
protect
that rock, because as long as Vanilla Vic does his thing, as long as Danny Dimes is running for 70 yards and a touchdown, it's going to be a long day for the Philly defense. But
I agree.
But I also believe the Giants defense can keep up with Philly, but they need to play a great game. They need to put AJ Brown in jail. They need to put AJ Brown and Devontae Smith
and
in
Devontae.
Jail.
They need to make sure Quez is their number one receiver. And if Quez is their number one receiver, they did good.
Because Quez, he's fast, but as we have seen, he has rocks for hands, and that is just It's not gonna win championships. So they need to lock down. Miles Sanders has on games and off games. They gotta hope this is an off game for them. Even with a fully healed just Jalen Hurts, as long as they lock down Devontae and AJ Brown, it's over. It's a done deal. And they need to make sure that if Saquon is producing, their offense isn't dead. That's what they ran into last time they played Philly, and that completely cost them. So
I agree. Last two picks, I'm taking the Jags because I like it. I don't know why. It's called the Jags, and I like the Eagles. The Eagles are going to get it done. Not for 7 points though. They're gonna keep it close. The Giants are gonna keep it close. I think.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the day, they're gonna ground and pound the Giants. They're gonna get a couple touchdowns. They're gonna control the clock, and they're gonna win this game.
Yeah, that read option is gonna go insane.
Yeah,
it's gonna go stupid. Yeah, no, I don't agree with Lance. I got KC and Philly.
But you took all the favorites. That's how I know you're wrong. At least one of them.
I got Cincy against the Bills.
Did you? Oh, you went Cincy.
Yeah,
that's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh,
I like Josh Allen, but I do not believe that he will be able to not turn the ball over. He just always, like, every single time I believe in him, he just always throws like two interceptions that keep the game close. And in a game that's already gonna be close, don't need that.
I like the Bills getting 10 sacks in that game and winning that game.
And yeah. Poor Joe Burrow is going to be running from his life. Matt Milano is going to be in his face like every single play. He's lucky. He's lucky Von Miller isn't playing.
Oh man. So lucky. If Von was here.
God. If Von was here, it's over. It's fucking over, dude. If Von was here, I'm definitely picking the Bills. I need that to bowl security from Josh Allen if he wants to win. And then also, Dallas is not winning. If Dallas wins this game, look at me. Well, not look at me because this is audio only, but hear me and hear me good, okay? If Dallas wins this game, I don't even know what I'd do. I don't even know what I'd do. What is something outlandish that I would do? I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I can't think about it. I was gonna say shave my head, but I kinda like my hair.
I was just gonna say that too. We gonna shave off one lock.
No. No. No.
We gonna shave Riley bald.
I can't say that. I wanna go to sleep happy without thinking of the fact that she gonna smack my head in the middle of the night. if they win this game, I will personally buy a Dak jersey.
I
will buy a Dak jersey.
Yes, sir.
That's it right there.
If they win this game, I'm gonna need to see you in that Dak jersey.
I will wear it in
proudly too. You're not gonna phone that shit in.
I'm not gonna phone that shit in. I am walking around. We will go everywhere with that on.
I'm making sure everyone knows that you're the biggest Cowboy fan on this earth. Dak Prescott is a superstar.
Yep, them boys. Them fucking boys. They're not winning this game. Like any for the people that know me in real life, you know. You know that I hate the Cowboys. I hate the Cowboys with a fucking passion. But it's like I will buy a Dak Prescott jersey. I will buy a Dak Prescott jersey and hashtag feed Zeke. Hashtag feed that fat motherfucker. Oh my god.
I think we did it though.
I don't know. But anyway, if you boys enjoyed the pod, always you can follow on whatever platform you're listening on. Mostly Spotify. That's where we usually are.
Make sure to tap in with the stream.
Oh yeah.
Brand or whatever.
Yeah, we gonna put that in the motherfucking what is that called? The description? Yeah, there you go. Why was I gonna say the subtitles? That's not what that's called. But you know, thanks Lance for joining me on this motherfucking journey.
Thank you for having me.
And then we'll get better at this pod thing again. I know it's just been so long. I'm sorry. I'll make another pod talking about where the fuck we done been at. But big things are coming. Big things are coming. So as always, I don't remember how I outro these.
I was gonna say, make sure to tap in, y'all.
Dude, I guess because I don't remember.